A certain scientist in the United States was working on the impact of cannabis on human consciousness. For almost 18 years, the United States government gave him 30 kgs of marijuana per year to experiment. 18 years of experimentation, he produced nothing. So during the late 80s, when the drug situation was getting bad and they cut this quota, 30 kgs of marijuana that they were giving him, there's nothing doing. We don't know where it's going, with 30 kgs, because you have done nothing. He tried to explain that he has done so many things, but still it's not come to conclusion, but they said nothing doing and cut the marijuana quota. So he moved to Israel. The Israeli government looked at his work and they decided to give him. So they gave him the same 30 kgs of kilos of marijuana for another 6 to 8 years. Then he came up with this. He actually produced proof that within the human brain, every human brain, there are millions of cannabis receptors. So this information, what to do with this, they do not know. They threw it across. They gave it to the anthropologists, they gave it to the physiologists, they gave it to the neurologists, they gave it to all kinds of people. There are millions of cannabis receptors in the human brain. What is the explanation? How? Why? So anthropologists said maybe at some point in history maybe everybody was doping. Which cannot be, because in many parts of the world it doesn't even grow. So various kinds of explanations came, nothing sensible came out of it. Then the neurologists, after about 2.5 years of looking into this in various levels, they said when human being is in a certain state of experience, the human system itself produces the necessary chemicals for which it is waiting. So, these millions of cannabis receptors are waiting for you to produce it. Those who could not produce it, they try to put it from outside and damage the system. Look at me, I'm always blissed out. Look into my eyes and see I'm stoned. Never been in a substance, but always stoned. Because the very system does this. So in India there's been enormous, in the yogic systems, there's enormous focus on the pineal gland, you know? You know the pineal gland? For a long time, the modern medicine almost ignored it. They said, there are so many things in this body which we are not bothered about, it's because it's not concerned about day-to-day health situations. Today the maximum that they have come to is, they are beginning to say the secretions of the pineal gland, if they are on, if they are active, there will be no mood swings in you. That's not the point. There is a whole system of yoga to activate the pineal gland. If you activate this, and if it generates sufficient amount of secretion, you will be ecstatic every moment of your life. Simply every cell in your body will be bursting all the time. Now when you're like this, if you eat, if you don't eat, if you sleep, if you don't sleep, nothing matters because you're blissed out. In this state, everything is effortless. Just doesn't matter. You can function at the best because you can effectively use your body and mind at its best. There's enough medical proof for this, only when you're in utmost pleasantness. Otherwise you cannot use your body, you cannot use your mind to its fullest. Both this body and this mind will, you can explore the full potential of what it is. Only when you are in a sustained level of pleasantness within you. Otherwise you are a damn issue by yourself. All the time you are an issue by yourself. It doesn't work. So whatever the effort that human being is making, Whether he goes to the temple, goes to the bar, wants to go to heaven, this is a whole effort, isn't it? Hmm? Isn't this a whole effort? He wants something larger than what is happening now to happen to him. Isn't it so? Isn't that the reason why he is drinking, why he is praying, why he is drugging and why he thinks he wants to go to heaven? He wants something more to happen, isn't it? Look at this simply. Something more will happen only if your perception is enhanced, not otherwise. Is that so? So the whole system of yoga is only focused towards enhancing your perception. If your perception is enhanced, something more, you don't have to look for it. It is happening in such proportions, you have to learn to handle it. Big things will happen.